Mark did a beautiful job, but he won't come back. So we are back from Kenya. Your girl is in the United States of America. Literally just got back yesterday, and I am adjusting to the American way. Greatest country, but man, when you leave and you have to readjust, guys, help me. I'm here in Orlando. I'm so excited because I am doing an NCLEX review on Sunday for nurses in this area. We have some wonderful surprises for those nurses that are going to show up to the class. Ah, I think the first 50 nurses, the first 50 nurses are going to get quick facts for free. Is that random? The first 20 nurses? The first 50 nurses. Yeah, we're going to give away quick facts. Also, I am here in Orlando because the National Student Nurses Association, they're also having their convention this week, and I have to be here for that. We always have a great time when we come to these conventions. We have another big surprise for the nursing students here. There is something about nursing students when it comes to prepping for NCLEX that I feel most NCLEX reviews are speaking to those new graduate nurses that are just getting out of school. And that's what the NCLEX review caters for. The problem is with that is there's a lot of non-traditional nursing students who need to prepare differently than the new graduate. And a new graduate, what I find when I come to these conventions is that they are not thinking about NCLEX at all. In nursing school, I was not thinking about NCLEX until somebody brought it up that I could not get a job until I took the NCLEX. As a 19, 20-year-old nursing student, NCLEX was not on my radar. So I'm here to bring awareness that, yes, you can start preparing for NCLEX in nursing school. And even if you're doing something like ATI, my NCLEX review is going to help you to actually understand all the stuff that those teachers were talking about. So I'll say that to the nursing students that I meet tomorrow. I'm going to meet a lot of them, and they're going to say, we haven't started studying for NCLEX. We're trying to get through pharmacology. We're trying to get through med-surg. Well, I got something for them. Quick facts for nursing school. But for the rest of you, let me tell you something. The new graduate nurse is mostly going to just do practice questions. That's how they are usually going to be preparing for NCLEX. Those are the students that actually can do okay with just doing practice questions. And the reason why is because they're already in a lecture format. They've been getting the content intensively over the past couple months. So they just buy a question bank and then they say, I passed NCLEX, right? The problem is when you all who are not new graduate nurses, you hear that, or even my international nurses, you hear that and you identify with those new graduate nurses and you attempt to do the same thing of just doing the practice questions and it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. You are not the same as the new graduate nurse. I'm not the same. And so we definitely have to make sure that we are studying for who we are. We are studying for who we are, okay? But yeah, I'll tell them tomorrow, if you're a new graduate nurse, do yourself a favor, take an NCLEX review because you're learning that information in nursing school so fast that it is a lot of safety that you have not mastered. You have not mastered it. So that will be my conversation. And then Sunday, the class is going to be a great time. I'm going to be doing pretty much the same information that I did in the Philippines, I will be doing in Orlando. So I'm excited about that. I did change my review when I was in Africa. I changed my review. So I will be going back to the Philippines review, which I really liked, actually. And for those of you, just an announcement, for those of you who, hold on. testimonial video. For those of you who were not able to join my review in Kenya, I will be doing a virtual review for my students in Nigeria, Ghana, so that they can get that information. So please stay tuned for that. Please stay tuned for that. Tracy Ann Scott says, just stopping by to say a big thank you to God, Professor Regina, and the Remar team. I'm a Remar nurse. Are you? That is, congratulations. Congratulations. I love reading that you actually were able to successfully get your license. That is the goal for so many nurses, to actually have that license, to be able to call themselves a nurse, and not only just a nurse, but a Remar nurse. So very, very cool. Congratulations, Tracy. Nurse Christina Monaco, I like that name. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Yes, I passed my NCLEX RN last March 28th with 150 questions. Thanks, Professor Regina, Mark, and Remar family. I'm officially Remar RN. Amazing. Yes, you did it. You did it. Come on with me. This is Winning Wednesdays. I may not even have to teach on this poli-sci theme of Vera, because we have more. We have more in our amazing testimonies. So when I go from the Orlando, when I go from Miami, I will be going out west to California. I am considering doing an NCLEX review in California. I won't be to Los Angeles. So it would have to be somewhere not in Los Angeles. I'm making a stop by in between in Ohio. I was looking to do an NCLEX review in Cleveland. I had a venue. I'm not sure if that venue will still be available to me, but I can definitely check and see. That would be in the next week or two for Ohio, Cleveland area NCLEX review. I'm really trying to make myself available as much as possible to everybody that is requesting me to come to their city. But for consideration, these are the things that I think about. Number one, where can I house 200 to 500 nurses for free? That is my most important thing. When I come to the cities, yes, if you do my review, you can get a certificate for classes. When I do my reviews in the city, I do not require the nurses to pay for anything. And so usually I will cover the cost of the location. I will cover the cost of the books. I will cover the cost of whatever we are providing for that day. So if there is a city, or if there's somebody that you know that will allow me to come in, for instance, Louisiana, if there's a school that will be open to hosting Remar nurses, I would love to know. I would love to know. That is one of the major challenges of organizing an event to such magnitude, is just where will our people go. All right. Dallas, Texas. Actually, Dallas, Texas, I was actually looking at Dallas, Texas, because I think that it would be a great place. I think it'd be a great place to just live. I would love to live there. Plus, my best friend is there. I'm not coming to Miami. I'll be coming to Orlando. So this is my one stop in Florida. I'm already here for the National Student Nurses Convention. So I will be going live from there tomorrow, meeting a lot of great people there as well. All right. Nurse Jen C says, hi, Regina. I passed my NCLEX RN March 1st. Thanks to Remar team. Congratulations. Where are you from? Let me know where you're from. All right, everyone. So if you are ready to study, then I am going to be bringing this topic. I'm going to be bringing this topic for you. Polycythemia vera. It comes from our favorite book for NCLEX. It is Quick Facts for the NCLEX. Go ahead and give me the page if you have it, if you studied this topic. And let's go over it again. For those of you who will be meeting me this weekend, I'm going to tell you all about my NCLEX review. It's called the V2. It is specifically for the next generation NCLEX, and it is the fastest way for you to get prepared by me and get all of the lectures and everything. I will be playing, for those of you who are coming to the Orlando, Florida NCLEX review, we're playing Kahoot. We are making time to play Kahoot during that NCLEX review. It's going to be a prize game. I don't have the prizes yet, but I'll be bringing them. But again, my next live NCLEX review will be in Orlando, Florida, coming up this week. If you have not registered for it and you want to come, it is not too late. Go to remarnurse.com/Orlando. So yes, my son, he's 7 years old. He always asks me, Mom, are you doing a Kahoot? I want to play. So he even hops on there for you guys. So Mark said, we are absolutely playing Kahoot on next Sunday for the NCLEX review. Hey, if you want to get into my NCLEX V2, you don't know how, it's super simple. You just go to my website, remarnurse.com. Yes, I'm excited for Florida. I'm excited to see how the Floridian nurses represent. It is a great, great thing when I see a location of people representing where they are from. And so Florida, always been a lively place. Love, love, love being here, even right now, even though it's raining. It is like thunderstorming and raining. I am definitely enjoying Orlando, definitely enjoying this area. Okay, so again, this is the NCLEX reviews that I do on Mondays and Wednesdays. I do them no matter where I am because it is to help you dive deeper into my NCLEX content. And it will allow you to, if you subscribe to that channel, follow me. Wherever I go and making sure that you attend these classes. All right. So if you don't have my NCLEX V2, there's an opportunity for you to get into the free trial of it. And inside of the free trial, while I tell you guys to get inside of the free trial is because you are able to actually watch some of my lecture videos in the free trial. You're also able to do some of my case studies, and you're also able to do some of my questions from the question bank. So it is a resource that is available to everyone. And the only reason why you don't have it, because you have not signed up for it, because it is totally, like I said, available and free to you. Oh, Nurse Sandra, I love this testimony. She says, hello, Remar family. I'm finally and officially a Remar nurse. I took my next gen PN, give it up for the PNs, last week, and I'm a repeat test taker. I use QuickFacts and V2. That's it. That's what I'm offering. QuickFacts and V2. Thank you, Professor Regina and Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I say it with you. Congratulations. It's a really great feeling. So we're talking about polycythemia vera. And you guys, please bear with me today. Can somebody tell me what time it is in Kenya? Because that's where my body is right now. What time is it in Kenya? Just really quickly, somebody please. Congratulations. So I literally, Mark was here with me and he went to sleep. He left me. He's been working all day setting up for the convention tomorrow. And we are just trying to adjust to the American life. Let me tell you something about American culture. Americans, we are super opinionated and we have an expectation. This is not good or bad. This is just what I'm knowing. Americans have an expectation. Yeah, it feels like that. It's 4:30 in Kenya right now. That's why I feel like this. In America, we have an expectation that if we have a need, somebody is going to fulfill it. We have an expectation that if we want something, we can have it, right? We have an expectation that I'm working, but I also am not here for you. Do you know what that feeling is? So I'm settling into the feeling of being back home, and it's different. This is definitely the land of the free, because people, we just are so expressive. When I was in Japan, it seemed as if you had a problem, you did not publicly let people know that you had a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you had a problem, you went home and you worked it out. Like, you worked it out somewhere back home, like nobody knew. Here in America, I'm walking down the street and I'm hearing people like, just, no, you're not going to do me that way. Like, no, even myself, they, you know, at the hotel I'm staying at, they overcharged me. And I had to go up and complain that they double charged me, you know? And it was just like, I'm like, man, Regina, you're so American. Like, you're just so American. So anyway, I'm home, back in the USA. We're about to get into polycythemia vera. And you just got to roll. When you're in the culture, this is just the American way of life. We get it done. Okay, we get it done. And God is good to be back. All right, it's good to be back. So polycythemia vera, anyways, the way that we're talking about this and the reason that we're talking about polycythemia vera is because this is a blood disorder that can, if it does not go treated, can cause complications, many complications for your patient. And this is a blood disorder, polycythemia vera, that has a genetic predisposition. So that means that it is not going to occur just once, but it will be reoccurring for our patient because they have a genetic condition. Does anybody know what is the issue with polycythemia vera? And you can tell me from quick facts, or you could just put it in the comments. And if you don't know, if it's not coming to you right away, what polycythemia vera is, then make sure that you stay for this class. Okay. Then make sure you stay for this class. And understanding that the NCLEX is a very general exam. So there is a lot of information that you will have to know. Okay. I like it. I like the comments. People are saying it's thick blood. The blood is thick. Some people say it's a cancer of the blood. I like that. It's the blood becomes more, what is it, varicosus? Is that what you're trying to say? Increased number of red blood cells in the bloodstream. All of these answers are correct. So for my readers, let me give this to you. Polycythemia vera is a myeloproliferative disorder, okay? Of increased what? Red blood cell production. And so what happens is, how we're going to see this in our patient diagnostically, we're going to be able to look at their laboratory values, and we're going to see a high hematocrit. Oh my goodness, hematocrit. A high hematocrit and an increased red blood cell mass. Now, this is the interesting thing about having too many red blood cells in the body. You would think that red blood cells would be a positive thing if you had a lot of them, because red blood cells are able to carry oxygen to the patient, and you would think it would be great to have more than what you need. But the problem with having polycythemia vera is that you have too many red blood cells, and they do the same things that sickle cell anemia patients, their red blood cells do. And what is that thing? Okay, just the cause is different. In sickle cell anemia, what do the red blood cells do in the patient's blood? Yes, the red blood cells, they cling together, right? Yes, they stick together in sickle cell anemia, right? They're also deformed too, right? Well, in polycythemia vera, you have the same thing, that you have those red blood cells. First of all, there are too many of them. And then they also, they clump together too. And so your patient is at risk for, boom, blood clots. Yes. So polycythemia vera, if you see this on NCLEX and that is your starting point, then you know that this patient is at risk for blood clots. And the way that you know that is because you study the subject. That's how you knew it, right? So it's not a mystery how you prepare for this exam. You just have to do the work. You just have to do the work. And so tonight we're doing the work. So anyways, when you have too many red blood cells, it's not a great thing. Actually, we will find that our patients, their oxygenation is going to go down. They're going to have decreased tissue oxygenation, increased blood viscosity, vascular insufficiency, and risk for thrombosis. So as this disease progresses, if the patient doesn't receive treatment, then the patient is going to have bone marrow fibrosis, splenomegaly, and pancytopenia, meaning the patient's not going to have enough white blood cells. The red blood cells are going to crowd out everything else that is important. Not great. And so this condition is very, very serious. On investigation, we're going to have a hemoglobin that is elevated, a hematocrit that is elevated. The white blood cell count can be normal or it can be elevated. The platelet count can be normal at times or it can be elevated. Now, the difference between a polycythemia vera or just a general polycythemia is what? What is the difference? Polycythemia vera is a blood disorder that has a specific cause. So the term polycythemia is similar to the term diabetes, right? When you hear diabetes, it's like, diabetes is kind of general. What diabetes is it? Is it diabetes mellitus type 1? Is it diabetes mellitus type 2? Is it diabetes insipidus, right? So polycythemia vera is a blood disorder that comes from a specific mutation. So somebody put, well, what is JAX, right? Janus kinase, they call it JAK2 mutation. It's a genetic disorder where you have the red blood cells being abnormal. It's a mutation. And so that's the difference between a regular polycythemia and a polycythemia vera. It's the JAK2 mutation. I think I have a picture here. Hold on one second. I do have a picture of this, but let me just go over how the patient is going to present. Patient is going to present with dizziness, headache, blood clots as an investigation, pruritus. Somebody put what pruritus is. Somebody might not know the term. Bleeding tendencies. So they will have some purple discoloration under their skin, epigastric distress. If they're having red blood cells clogging up the spleen, neuropathy, and cardiovascular insufficiency. Okay, I said here, so with polycythemia vera versus polycythemia or erythrocytosis, you will still have elevated hemoglobin, elevated hematocrit, but you will not have the JAK2 mutation. The JAK2 mutation. Here it is for my visual learners. So a normal megakaryocyte production, or what JAK2 is supposed to do, is produce normal red blood cells. Perfect. Okay. But with the JAK2 mutated, they are producing these clusters, right? There's an abnormal production, and then the abnormal red blood cells, they begin to cling together. Now, they are still normal shaped, but they are overactive. So it is not a sickle cell condition at all, but it is similar. So if you understand sickle cell anemia, you can understand this condition as well. The treatment of choice, and this is very straightforward for NCLEX because they just want to, when it comes to this, this is like a specialty condition. When it comes to this, they really just want to know, has this person studied it? That's what they want to know. You don't even have to know the, you don't even have to know the medications, to be honest. But you do need to know the therapeutic conditions and you do need to know how it's treated. The main staple of treatment for polycythemia vera is therapeutic phlebotomy. What does that mean? If a patient has to have phlebotomy as a treatment, what is happening to that patient? And more importantly, do you understand how phlebotomy, I like that Erica put phlebotomy as a blood draw. Do you understand how the blood draw is helping the patient? Can somebody tell me how therapeutic phlebotomy helps your patient with polycythemia vera? Oh, I like that. That's an old-fashioned term, Tina. Tina says bloodletting. It's an old-fashioned term. Okay, so how does the blood draw help the patient? Okay, that's my question. And think about the problem. Just think about the problem. Very good. So what's happening is when we do phlebotomy for this patient, it is reducing the number of what? Red blood cells. And that's the problem. Red blood cells. You have too many. And so you have to get rid of red blood cells. Well, red blood cells do not just naturally break down. You cannot speed up breaking down red blood cells. So you have to remove them. You have to remove them. And the patient may have to get their blood draw once a week. And so you can imagine the amount of teaching that goes into polycythemia vera, and you can imagine how intelligent you will look and be if you can understand this concept and explain it. If you get these questions right on NCLEX, it's like, oh, this person has done another level of studying. They understand. This is when you get the 85 shutdown. Because it's like, this is a subject that a lot of nursing students, when they graduate, they cannot articulate. They cannot articulate polycythemia vera or the other P, which is plasmapheresis. They don't understand. They don't, not that they don't understand it, but they just haven't retained the information in nursing school. So we have, in quick facts, polycythemia vera and plasmapheresis. And if you know the importance of these topics on NCLEX, all right? Because they just, the NCLEX is looking for your weak area. So it's going to give you things that, oh man, that it think you won't know, but you're a Remar nurse. Hi, Professor Zandra says, hi, Professor Regina. I passed NCLEX RN March the 18th. Thanks to you and Mark with the help of V2 and your YouTube content. I love it. I'm officially a Remar nurse. That's the power play. If you get the V2 and then you level it up with the lectures that we do together, makes sense. It all makes sense. Okay. All right. So anyways, we said that the treatment is going to be iron deficiency, difficulty of blood extraction. These are our nursing considerations, and then poor venous access. So another thing that we do have to consider as we are treating the patient, we're treating the patient with the phlebotomy, but sometimes as nurses, when we provide treatments, we're also creating other conditions. And so we're creating a anemia in our patient by pulling off those excessive red blood cells. And so we will be creating an iron deficiency anemia. The drug therapy, and again, you don't have to know this specifically, hydroxyurea, that sometimes can be used to slow down the production of red blood cells. Agrenolide, you may not have heard of agrenolide before, but essentially it is a red, it's a blood thinner. It's a blood thinner. Aspirin is a well-known nursing medication that we do. And then Jakafi. Anybody know what Jakafi is? Put that in the comments if you know. I need some help with that. What is Jakafi? Isoshi says, why do they need aspirin when they have too much red blood cells? What a great question. What a great question. Can somebody answer this question for me? One of the things that started to happen to me when I went to Africa, Kenya, is that I lost my voice. Like my voice would be here and then it would be gone. Like it would just come in and then it would go out. And it happened when I was in Mombasa, which is very hot and very humid. And so what I realized is that it was an effect of dehydration. It was an effect of dehydration. So I feel myself even now, my voice is leaving, and it is because your girl is dry, thirsty. I'm thirsty. I've been going all day. So let's do this lesson. Let's do this lesson. Help me. Help me do this lesson. So I'll be dependent on you guys today. So yes, we asked the question, why do they need red blood cells? And it is because, why do they need aspirin? It's because aspirin is an antiplatelet. It's a blood thinner. Yes. So that is why. All right. That's why. That was a great question. Aspirin is considered a thinner. Cardiac patients use this all the time as well. Perfect. Okay. So things to consider and things that you have to be able to put together. I like the question. Okay. I like the question because if you don't know something, then you should ask. You should ask. All right. And then I asked also, what is Jakafi? Jakafi. Well, Jakafi is a Janus kinase inhibitor, right? There you go. There you go. All right. Question number one, we got questions. We got questions. I got questions. You guys have answers on tonight. That is how this will go. Here's my first question that I'm looking for an answer for. It says this, elevated hematocrit, hemoglobin, white blood cells, and platelet counts to confirm the diagnosis of polyphema vera, it should also include, or it also includes, is it number one, high red blood cell mass, two, Janus kinase 2 mutation, three, chronic leukemia, four, splenomegaly. And this is basically a have you been paying attention to anything we talked about in class today question. And so I'm just doing this question so that you can see that indeed you have learned something, because most people didn't know JAK2 mutation, right, until they attended this class. And if you came late, you're probably like, what is JAK2? What is that? Correct answer here. Very good. It is the JAK2 mutation that distinguishes polycythemia from polycythemia vera. Question number two I have here. Good. Increased blood viscosity secondary to polycythemia vera, which is what we talked about. Remember, secondary means that it is not the primary. It means it is the result of something. So increased blood viscosity secondary to polycythemia vera causes impaired tissue oxygenation, which can lead to number one, pruritus, two, abdominal distress, three, cardiovascular insufficiency, and or four, bleeding tendencies. What sayeth you guys on tonight? I was able to have a division of answers here. It seems I have some ones, I have some twos, I have some threes and fours. These are all very great. These are all very great answer options because you see all four of these. You can see all four of these in polycythemia vera. So because you can see all of these in polycythemia vera, you have to be able to pick out what is the priority that is being discussed now. That's it. Remember, you have to figure out what is the priority that is being discussed right now. And so if we look at the question, it is talking about impaired tissue oxygenation. Impaired tissue oxygenation. That is what we are discussing in the stem of the question. Remember, NCLEX has to give you the answer in the stem. And so that is going to be number three, cardiovascular insufficiency. Yes, go to your profile. Yes, so we could talk about the V2. We could talk about the charges and cancellation. Let me just get through this and then I'll do questions and answers at the end, okay? All right. So cardiovascular insufficiency. And the whole reason why we do practice questions is so that you can read for content, so that we can read together. A lot of passing NCLEX is simply being able to read and understand what's in front of you. And then once you get in the habit of doing that, the need to guess goes away. If you can clearly understand what you're being asked, then you don't have to guess about the answers. Guessing is something that we learn to do in nursing school because we don't know. A lot of teachers ask questions and they have not made it clear in the classroom what the answer to those questions will be, or even why those questions are even important, right? Okay, here we go. Have you been paying attention? The difference between polycythemia and polycythemia vera is what? Is it number one? Number one, white blood cell is more than 30,000. Okay. Two, absence of JAK2 mutation. Three, platelet count is strikingly elevated. Or four, hematocrit is not always elevated. Okay. And this one should be very straightforward for everyone. I see it. Great job. I'm not even going to belabor it. It is the absence of JAK2 mutation. Very good. Very good. So the difference between the polycythemia vera is a genetic mutation. Otherwise, polycythemia or erythrocytosis, like I said, it is a disorder of increased red blood cell production. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. It just doesn't have the mutation. Very good. Question number four. Good job on that one, everyone. Some people are 3 out of 3 already. Just 3 out of 3. For the nurses preparing the client with polycythemia vera to undergo therapeutic phlebotomy, it is important to instruct the client to avoid, this is good. The patient should avoid, number one, hydration, two, an iron supplement, three, use of aspirin, or four, cyanocobalamin supplements. What should we avoid? Ooh. Very important. Very, very important. Because you can do all of these things without a prescription. So all of these things without a prescription. So we need to tell our patients to avoid that. Yes, that number two. You got it. I saw it in the comments. The iron supplement. Because if a patient is doing iron and they're doing it apart from the doctor's order, just taking it on their own, they can actually, what's the word I'm looking for? They can cancel out the phlebotomy. They cannot reduce. They can be producing even more red blood cells. And it's just not, I can't think of the word, negate the phlebotomy if you're taking iron. Okay. Negate the phlebotomy if you're taking iron. So that's the correct answer. That is the correct answer. All right. So we have done Winning Wednesday. Remember, It is not how long you study. It is not how much you study even. When it comes to passing NCLEX, what is most important is that the things that you do study, you're able to understand and make the connection. And this is the entire reason why I created the V2 for the non-traditional student, for the person who was not getting the audio visuals that they needed in class, for my readers who was not getting the straight to the point information, for my people that needed to write things down, who was studying and didn't have a writing component in their lectures, in their lessons. And so when you have a way to have all of these things, you become a safe nurse. That's the result. You become a safe nurse. And so after doing my program, after studying with me, you guys are safer nurses. And that is my overall goal. Like, I don't want you to lose your license when you've worked very hard for it, when you work very hard for it. So polycythemia vera is one of the topics in quick facts, but you know, also know it's very important for you to get the videos so that you're watching pain, substance abuse, IV fluids, and laboratory values. All those things are very important too, to help you become that safe nurse that is literally having an amazing, great nursing career and owning it. In owning it, meaning you can travel when you want, you can pick the jobs that you want to do. Like, you have to be able to do that. Okay, let's talk. Let's do some rapid questions and answers for me. Just really quickly, let's just, whatever question you have, bam. Absolutely. Thank y'all for like, see, nurses in the house. Y'all can see that your girl is on Kenyan time still. So let's do it. Rapid questions. First question. How do we get the V2? It's very easy to get the V2. You can just go to my website. It is only sold at remarnurse.com. My NCLEX V2, remarnurse.com. Thank you so much. We actually did it in less time than I thought. So we were able to talk through polycythemia vera in a very effective time. Okay. What page is this lesson from? Sure thing. This is coming from Quick Facts, page 73 in your Quick Facts book as well. I'm excited to see you on Sunday. What are we going to be doing? Well, Misha, I don't know if you have my full program or not, but on Sunday I will be doing EKG concepts. I will also be doing prioritization, and we will be doing a case study, a brand new case study that I just wrote, and another one from the program that I do as well. So let me know, Misha, do you have my program? How do I get the V2 in Nepal? It's very simple. When you are checking out, when you order the V2 and you select the shipping, where to ship this Quick Facts book, you put your country in and you will be able to get it to Nepal. What else? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You look tired. Go to sleep. It's in my eyes. First shift book. First shift book can also be at remarnurse.com. If you go to physical books, you'll be able to get the first shift book. Kindly explain the iron supplement in PV as an option. So the idea essentially is that patients should not take any kind of supplementation of iron unless they've been specifically prescribed by the doctor to do so. You do not get that information from the stem of the question. Let's look back at it again. Here's the question here. So it says here, the nurse is preparing the client with PV to undergo therapeutic phlebotomy. So they're about to have phlebotomy done. it is important to instruct the client to avoid. So at this time, we do not want the patient to avoid what? Hydration? No, we want them to avoid, we want them to do hydration. Hydration is great. It's important to instruct the client to avoid iron supplementation. Yes, we don't want them taking iron when they're about to get therapeutic phlebotomy because it goes against the action of reducing the hemoglobin and hematocrit. When you take iron, it increases those things, okay? The use of aspirin is fine because that is blood clots, and the vitamin supplements, that's fine too. It's not going to affect the patient. So I hope that makes sense now a little bit more. Okay. What else do you add? Do you add the new case study to the vault? You know what? I wonder if this is in, I'm not sure if I put this one in the vault. I don't know if this is in the vault. Honestly, I don't know if it's in there. It's on congestive heart failure. I think it, I don't know. It's not because I made some changes to it. So that's why. I don't think it's there. Can't aspirin cause excessive bleeding? No, not excessive bleeding. Why won't the bleeding be excessive? Why don't we have to worry about it being excessive here? Because the patient has a clotting, they have a propensity to for their blood to clot. So aspirin is an anticoagulant, but for this patient, it's barely going to be an anticoagulant. You know, like for patients with no bleeding or clotting issues, aspirin thins the blood pretty good. But when you have a bleeding disorder, a clotting disorder, then aspirin is the least of the anticoagulants. They're stronger things than aspirin. Okay. Yes, there's a workbook. There is absolutely a workbook. And I think that it is being printed. And I think that it'll also be sent to you guys. But if you don't print it out, I'll have some copies for like the first probably 300 people. How do we get? I'll send them in the email. All right. So that's it, guys. I have the convention in the morning starts at 11 o'clock for the nursing student convention. So all of you that I'll be seeing you tomorrow, I can't wait. I cannot really wait to meet these nursing students. They're always so excited and they're just happy to be here. Some of them, a lot of them are not even from Florida. They're like me. They flew into Florida. And so I'll meet them tomorrow at 11, but I do have to get up in the morning to meet with my team and do other things to prepare for this convention. So the next time you see me, I'm going to be at my booth and I'm going to be talking to you about what I'm hearing on the streets, on these NCLEX streets, about how these nursing students are preparing. Like Mark said, there's going to be a special guest at my booth tomorrow. Somebody that you have never seen before. So you just gotta wait. You just have to wait to see it. but I actually am meeting the person for the first time and I'm really excited because Remar, we are just really expanding. Y'all keep telling people about Remar and people keep saying that they want us to do more and more different types of things. So we are turning this thing into something so beautiful. I just love it. I love it. And I'm really excited about it. So yes, that's it. That's it. I wish we can get a live from the convention. Yes, I'm praying. But you know what they do that's really interesting is that they shut the Wi-Fi off in the area and you don't have Wi-Fi unless you pay extra for it, which is so, it's so annoying because, you know, I don't know. So my Wi-Fi, unless we pay for it, then I won't be able to go live from my phone or it'll be really bad purposely. Okay, that's it. That's it. I'm going to bed now, guys. I'm exhausted. It's 4 a.m. where I am. So I'll see you all tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day and wonderful evening, no matter where you are. And we did it. Okay. Okay. So bye. No. I don't drink coffee. I know people love coffee. You either love it. I think you love it or you hate it. But I'm not a coffee type person. I'm just when I'm done, I'm done. That's it. There's no boosting me back up. Have you ever seen that movie Weekend at Bernie's? This is just me aging myself. There's this movie called Weekend at Bernie's. Anyways, let me just tell you this and then I'm going to bed because obviously I'm very tired. This is so off key. But so these two new employees work for this big time boss, right? And he invites them to his home for the weekend at this like really nice place. It's called Weekend at Bernie's. And the man dies, the boss dies. And the two employees, they're so afraid that they just pretend like the boss is still alive. And they just be taking him places. Like he'd be at a party and all these different scenarios. He's interacting with people and nobody knows that the man has died, but he's just sitting there like he's propped up. He's wearing a hat and everything. And so if I don't get some sleep, that's going to be me. I'm going to be Bernie tomorrow at that booth, just like totally sleep. And Team Remar, they'll just put some scrubs on me and I'll just be there. But it's such a funny movie. So check it out if you haven't seen it before, but we're just really on a really mission driven initiative. We have so many things that we want to do to make Remar better. And we have a lot of people who are depending on us to continue to show up for them. And with all the testimonials that are coming in, I want to make sure that every person gets an opportunity to come back and say, I passed NCLEX, you can do it too. And so that's more important to myself and Mark and the team than anything else right now. We want to make sure that everything that we are putting out to you guys is of a great quality and that you know where to find us, okay? You know where to find us. And so remember, you can, you will, and you must pass NCLEX. That's it. That is the only way forward. You have to pass this exam. It's been too long already. It's really been too long already. You should have been gotten started, but today is the most important time. So make the decision. You can, you will, you must pass NCLEX. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for watching.